Okay, so we are in the first paragraph of the section called Kas Ukpeda. Again, hard to locate something when you have different prints, and when many people don't even have the same. Ubezayra Kaddish Tetzava Kubbeis Bei Beis Amid Alev. Ibar Nash Kois Akuminesh Nosli Lo Kaddisha. If a person gets angry, he uproots his upper neshama, his holy neshama. The Mishre Ba'asra Sitra Achra. He makes it rest in the place of the Sitra Achra. Sitra Achra literally means, I think, the other side. But I think it means the place of Tumah. Not I think it means. It does mean the place of Tumah. B'do iu barnash, the morid b'mare, this is a person that's rebelling against his master. V'asil is scrubbed by day. It's also to be close to him. V'do iu tairif nafshe b'apai. He kills his neshama b'apai with his anger. The Tarif Navshe, he kills himself. The Ashrei Ba'Ashrei kills Elzar. And he puts it in the place of a strange god. Meaning, because what is he chashiv? Either that or kibama nechshivu. How does he pronounce? What does he write?
He says, for with what is he considered?
Okay, with what is he considered? Because the Gemara has two ways to learn that pasuk in Brachos. Avodah Zara Ikri. He's making himself an Avodah Zara. Why does a guy get angry? Because he views himself as who knows who he is. Right? Well, you ain't so big. You know what I mean? Don't think of yourself so big. You're making yourself an Avodah Zara. Mandi Shtoi, he make you this Chabal Avodah Zara Mamish. Anybody that talks to him, like dealing with an Avodah Zara. The Avodah Zara Mamish, Shaya Begadeh. Avodah Zara is in him. But Asnil is Takuli Bampe. You shouldn't even look at his face. Do not turn to Avodah Zarah. Do not make a poor god. The whole Misavim is Dakyan. All Tumah can be cleaned by Mahai, besides this guy who is has temper. Begin the Misaw of Gufa. He's Matame, his body, Migav, Mimibar, from the inside and the outside. Menavsha, Vakula, Misaw, and his Nefesh, and all of him is Tumah. And even that person comes and uproots that anger forever. And then he tries to make himself holy and to bring the Kedusha of his Neshama on him. Kedain? What does he say? Today, like this, Levi this Kaddish, how Levi should sanctify himself. The Kibun, the Arkis Menei Zim Nechadav, since he ran away from the place of Kedusha one time, Kamayabin Barnash, how hard does he have to work? At the taste of La'asra till he comes back to his place at Kan Lushaina. Vain Shabbat in 2 Tires, Beshay Marizal, Sharkayas, Isis Navshit, Trefa Mamish. He kills his Nefesh. Vain Takon Lakayas. There's no solution. He obviously has a tshuva of a year, but Tyramisum Taibim, this Achsai, but when he loses his temper, Halechus Navshay Bala Nevesh Mikitra Achra. He gets a Nevesh from the other side. And the Ovid Hakoil, Achizor Shle Yiskos Klau, the Az Yashim Betuva, then he can do tshuva. Chacham once told me that the way a person can prevent getting angry, it's not easy, is to say to himself, in a week from now, will this mean anything to me? When I'm losing my temper about now, in a week from now, will I really care either way? 99% of the time, the answer is no. So why is the guy getting angry? For what? For the temporary, whatever it is, it's so temporary, who cares? But it's not, you know, it's easy to say this, it's much harder to carry it out. Dr. Harris. Every day you do it is a chesed to me. Not like you're mechuyev, there's no chiyev. are in the Gemara. I'm going to reread the Gemara from Amar Rav Huna. We did it on Friday, but I want to reread it so we can go straight into the sugya. Amar Rav Huna, it's the middle of Lamed Hayam at Aleph. I'm not going to do a count of lines. It's the middle of Taisus Le'ilam. So somewhere in the middle of that Taisus Le'ilam, across that in the Gemara, it's Amar Rav Huna. What? A2. Sorry, 35A2 in Rabbeinu. Amar Rav Huna. Ria b'shaynus azav matame b'aynus. The first discharge of azav, and again, zivus is a different kind of texture than keri, is matame b'aynus, even if it's not natural, it's induced. Shenema is right, you know, it's a very hard thing to remember, not hard thing to remember, but hard. Usually aynus means non-controlled by the person. Here, aynus means induced by a person, something the person did, which forces it to work. So in a certain way, aynus here is not like a regular aynus. Usually aynus is something you don't control. Here, aynus is something that was controlled by the person, meaning he did something that caused it. But anyway, it doesn't make a difference. That's what it means. Shenem as I start, Sazava Shetetim Merashik Vazera, Mashik Vazera Matami Ba'aynus carries Matami regardless of what caused it. Afriya Rishayna Shazav Matami Ba'aynus. Kashima. Ra Riya Rishayna Bait Kenaisai. The Braita says we ask him questions, the seven questions. Aye, it's Matama Bahina, so who cares about the seven questions? So the Gemara my love the Tumma, whether he's Tameh or not, Loi the carbon. For the Ria Rishina to count towards the three of carbon, it has to be through a Bedika. So that means when a guy has a Ria Rishina Shazav, he's coming for one day, regardless of what caused it. Now, what happens is if he has it the next two more Rias within the next 2 days, so then he becomes a Zav. That means the carbon. So then it's Negeyas, how did he see the first one? So the reason we're asking him questions about the first one is so we should know what to do when he gets to number three. Because if the first one was Bainus, he won't bring a carbon. So even though we say, as far as Tumah is concerned, no Bedikah is necessary, makes no difference. There got to be carbon. How the first one happened will impact his carbon if he ever hits three. What are we checking him? Lamai, what are we checking him in the second one? Right, the second time, we ask him the seven questions. Elam and the carbon, I will let Tumalai. If you're going to tell me that the questions are only towards carbon, not for Tumah, he's Tumah anyway. I'm sorry, I will let Tumalai, for Tumah, he does, he's Tumah anyway. Ikri kam mibsari v'lach ma'amah zaynas. I'm sorry. There's a pasuk that says, Ishki yezav mibsari zay v'tumahu. I think that's the pasuk that has two. And it says that he's tummy mibsara, it has to be natural, right? So mamela, if it has to be natural, that means he's not tummy unless he answers the questions.
He's asking the questions for this one, not the third.
I mean, but it's in the same braisa. It says the first one they're baitikim, and the second one they're baitikim. And the first one you told me is not for tumma, and the second one you told me is for tumma, doesn't really flow. Usually a braisa means the same thing. Right? Elalav l'tumma. Umi the same for l'tumma. And since the case of two is for Tumah, Reishanami L'Tumah, that's the Kasha. The Kasha is assuming that the Bryce says the same story. So the Gemara, no, Midiyah, Yom Kadisa. This is as far as we got. That, no, the first part, the first time we're biting him only vis-a-vis carbon, the second time we're biting him vis-a-vis Tumah. This is as far as we got. Kashma. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, Av Bishlishi Bite Kenaisai with Mea Carbon. Rabbi Eliezer says, the third one, we also ask questions because it's Negeya carbon. So we asked him questions on the third one. Was this caused by something you did, or was it natural? Michlau, the Tanakama, Me'atumah Kamar. It's a Raya, the Tanakama, right, the Tanakama holds that the Bedika is because of Tuma, meaning this would be the second. As I'm saying, but Blazer says we check him the third time because we have to know for carbon. That means until now, what the Tanakhama was talking about one and two was about Tuma, because Blazer is the first one that brings in the concept of now carbon. That means till now we weren't talking about carbon. He said, again, in the same braisa, it said, number one, we check him.
Why? It said why?
In the braisa, just said we check him.
It
That was the question. We answered it meant for carbon. Again, Rav Huna told us it's all for, only for carbon. We don't check him for the first one. We asked the question of Rav Huna that the Braita said we do check him the first time. We answered that the Braita means for carbon. We asked the question that said the second time we check him. And there it means for tumah. So we answered no. First time means for carbon, the second time means for tumah. The third time, Rav Leza says we check him for carbon. That means till now we weren't discussing carbon. So that means the first time was for tumah. Not like Rav Huna, who said that the first time he's tumah anyway. It's one braisa. Talks about first, second, third. And we never mentioned carbon till number three. That means the first time is not for carbon. The braisa never said the word for carbon till now. We answered the braisa meant for carbon.
According to the Tanakhama, you don't need...
Again, we're asking a question. We don't have no maskana at this point.
I'm just asking, right now, according to the Tanakhama, there's no, you don't need a third.
Again, you need a third for carbon. Right. But what did the Tanakhama mean when he said we check him the first time? Well, that's what we're interested in. What does the Tanakhama mean, we check him the first time? For what? We answered for carbon. We didn't hear the word carbon until Rabbi Eliezer brought it in for number three.
Would Rabbi agree with this sentence? He thus disputes the Tanakhama who said, in the case of the third discharge, no exam is necessary.
Are you reading where we're up to, or are you reading ahead?
Right, we're up to.
Right. He says that the third one has to be checked for carbon. Tanakhama doesn't hold about checking in the third one, correct?
No questions at all.
That means, according to the Tanakhama, first one he's Tameh, second one he's Tameh, right? First one we check him, second one we check him, we don't check him the third time. And the reason Rabbi Eliezer says we do check him the third time is for carbon. That means the Tanakhama has no involvement in carbon. That's the Havamina. The Havamina is that the Tanakhama says we check him for Tumah. So therefore we check him two times. We don't have to check him the third time because he's already Tameh for 7 days. And Eliezer says, no, we do have to check him the third time because of carbon. That means the Tanakhama didn't care about carbon. That meaning it would happen even without a check. As long as we check him for tumah. Mashma that till now we weren't checking anybody for carbon. And for the Gemara life, the Kula Alma the carbon. Tanakhama also meant that the first time you check him is for carbon. The Hocha Be'esim Kamiflagi. Let me explain. The pasuk says, "V'hazav Ezrai Goy, v'hazachar b'nakeva." Now, by nakeva, there's no check of cause. It makes no difference what caused the woman to be a zava. The Torah says, "Hazav Ezrai Goy, v'hazachar b'nakeva." Tanakhama says, "Zav means you check him the first time to see if he had it naturally or not, for carbon purposes, not for tumah. Zoivai is the second time we check him even for tumah purposes. Lazachar, that's what happens by a male. After that, Lanakeva. After two times, we don't bother checking him anymore. The Torah said, at that point, we treat him like a girl, that the cause doesn't make a difference. Zov and Zoivai is special lazachar, where we check him for things. Once he's passed two, Zav and Zaybai, one and two, Lankeva, we treat him like a girl, which means no check necessary. He's tummy regardless. And therefore, he would bring a carbon, even if we don't ask him questions on the third one.
Not a common.
Rabbi Eliezer says, no, Zav is one, S is two, Zaybai is three. Then Lankeva. After three, after we asked him the questions for all three, then it makes no difference during his 7 days if he sees, I don't care why he sees, it ruins all 7 days. So the question becomes whether you dash in the word S as an extra ria. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you use the word S to tell me he's considered male, which means we asked him the questions for three. And Rabbi Tanakhama says, no, we only ask him the questions for two, because we don't dash in the word S to include another one. So, basically like this. The first time we ask him the questions is whether we can use this for carbon. The second time we ask him the questions, is we can use it for tumah. Now, once he's passed two, he's tummy for 7 days. So the Tanakhama says, no need for questions anymore. Because the Torah only said to question him the first two times. Afterwards, there's no reason to question him. He becomes like a guru, but we don't ask any questions. Tanakhama Rebbeleza says, no. Lazav, we ask him the question the first time, the Geya Karpin. S, we ask him the questions the second time, the Geya Tumah. Zaylai, we ask him the questions a third time. That can't be Tumah because he's already tummy for 7 days. Must be carpet. Then, Lankeva, for the rest of his time of the Shiva Nijiyam, I don't care why it happens. That's the Machloikas. So it's not like the Tanakhama didn't care about carpet. He just held up once it's past two, there's no reason to ask him any questions anymore. Correct. And for the Gemara, how come the Essen come if we? Rabbanu loy darshi Essen, Rabbanu darish Essen. Rabbanu loy darshi Essen, Hazav chada, Zoy vay tarti, Lazachar, Vishlishi, Akshe rachmano in the keva. When it gets to three, the Torah said, Lazachar becomes like in the keva. Rabbanu darish Essen, Hazav chada, S is tarti, Zoy vay is tlas, Mervi Akshe rachmano in the keva. And it's fourth discharge, he becomes like in a keva. Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Esim. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the end of the page. Hazav Ezoy Goy Lazachar in a keva. Zav Chada Zoy Betar to Lazachar. Klemer Abkan Yeshle Din Zachar. Till now he's a male. Chain him a tamma behindness. Mikav Eilu Dainu Shlishis. Siv on a keva. The Torah is saying the male gets a halacha of a female. So matama ba'inus kedi afina beperkin, v'chiyazav zayv. You learn out over there that a girl, a woman, doesn't make a difference what caused it. Ve'inami ma'ayliday carbon, and that third one brings them to carbon, and that doesn't have to have any questions because the Torah only wrote questions for the first two. Berviyus, us actually rachman al nekeva. Now, fill the blindness. Now, we're learning in Tumma. It's not going to make a difference anymore. He already went through three, so he's already coming for 7 days, and he already has to bring a carbon. Once he saw two, he became tummy for 7 days. He already got chai for a third, by the third. Elul istira, to undo, from the pasak, he stopped seeing. Then he saw a fourth time. Within the 7 days, I feel the bainus, Saitzer. Anytime during that 7 days, he has a I don't care what caused it. Saitzer. The questions are only asked, even according to Eliezer, through three. After three, no questions asked. Undoes. It takes apart. Like in Shabbos, there's Binyan and Sira.
He has to wait the same. He can't do it on the same day
as
he sees, right? He has to wait
until the next day. Yes, he can. Mitzvah Hayayim Kekulay. Mitzvah Hayayim Kekulay. Now, by need that we don't say mitzvah. Well, we did. Okay. We didn't say it by the end. We said it at the beginning. It's going to be a sugya in the last parish of this. You can have patience. We'll get there. Mitzvah Hashem. Not so far. Something about that. Tashima. Reb Yitzchak Eimer. Valoi Zav b'chlal Balkari haya. Zav is really like a Balkari. Right? We don't know what that word means. V'loma Yatzah. So why did the Torah separate Zav from Balkari? Right? But the Torah compares Zav to Balkari. So why did the Torah write it separately? Why didn't the Torah say, how, I don't know exactly how the Torah would have worded it, but it would have put Zav and Keri as one instead of listing them separately, because in Halacha they're the same. L'hokel alav u'lahachmer alav. The Torah comes to say Zav has a leniency and Zav has a strictness. L'hokel alav she'im matam abayinus. Balkari is matam abayinus. Zav is not matam abayinus. Now, l'hachmer alav, and to be machmer. 1 minute, once you get there in a second. Well, Hachmer Alav, Shuaisa Mishka Vumaisav. It's Machmer that is of his Zivus or he himself, can make a miskav u'meishav, meaning he becomes an avatumah. A balkari is only a rishon l'tumah. So zav is different than a balkari. A zav is an avatumah, and a balkari is not. And a zav is only by, only if it's not bainus, and a balkari is even bainus. Now, which riyah are we talking about? When the Torah is saying that it separates zav from balkari for a chumra and a kula, what point of zav are we talking about? Amos. Where did the Torah ever compare a zav in the second time to a balkari? The pasuk said zav and balkari. Zav was only written once in that pasuk. It's talking about the first riyah. Elab shita b'riyah rishayna. So when the Torah says zav and balkari separately, where is the Torah talking about the first discharge of a zav? The pasuk says the pasuk is Zayis Tyrus Hazav, Vashetetim Mimenu Shechvazera. Zav, one time, Shechvazera. So where did the Torah put them together and then separate them? The first time. As the Torah, the Brisa says, it separates them to be Mekel, that it's not Matama Bainus. But Rav Huna said that the first time is Matama Bainus. And this Brisa says, it's not Matama Bainus. The Kasha Rav Huna. Because when the Torah separates Zav from Balkari, it's in the pasuk of one. And the Torah says, the Brisa says, it's lenient. How is Zav lenient? Not Matama Bainus, the first time. Rav Huna told us that Zav is Matama Bainus the first time. So what? This is a new Brisa. Rabbi Yitzchak Leimer. This is not a continuation. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara we started today, halfway down the Amud.
That was a continuation of the previous.
No, it was not. It was a new Gemara. I read it on Friday, and then I started it again today. Rav Huna told us a new halacha. Riya Rishayna Shosav is not is Matama
even
behind us.
Even bonus, even if you...
If it's man-induced. That's what we said. We bunch of kashas in Rav Huna, we got out of them. Now we have another kasha in Rav Huna. The Brisa says that Zav is different than Keri. And where is this, the Torah differentiate, where did the Torah mention Zav and Keri separately? In the first Riyah. And it's saying Zav is different than Keri. That Zav is not Matama Bainus. And Rav Huna said the first time it is Matama Bainus. That's the question. It is Tamei, but not to count the carbon. That's what we had said till now. Amar Rav Huna, Riyah Rishayna Shezav, Metama Bainus. That's what he said. Those were his words. And here it's saying not that way. Shita Maria Rishayna, Uktani Lohakalolo Shayna Metama Bainus. Zog de Gemara, no, it can't be. And let me explain this outside. The next part of the Brisa said, Zav is stricter than a Balkari. The Zav is Tamei Memasa. He's a Miskav Meishav. He's an Avatama. When is a Zav an Avatama? After one or after two? After two. If you're telling me the Brisa is talking about one, then he's not an Avatama. We've been said till now that a Zav is not an Avatama till he's two. The first time he's only coming for one day, and he's not an avatama. So obviously, the Brisa doesn't mean to say in the first time he's different. The Brisa means to say he's different in the second time than a Balkari. Because if it meant the first time, the second half doesn't make any sense. The Brisa says Azav is more lenient and more strict. So we understood that going on the first time, and it says he's more lenient, that he's not Matama Bainus. But then go to the next part. He's more strict than he's an avatum. He's not an avatum the first time. Till now he said, Zav Hashtay Tamashik was there, he's only coming for one day, and he's not an avatum. He's like a Valkyrie. So it must be that the Torah is saying, the Bryce is saying, the Bittlik is saying, a Zav the second time has leniences and strictness over a Valkyrie. His leniency is that the second time he's not the Tavavainus, and his strictness is that the second time he becomes an avatama. And therefore, this has nothing to do with Rav Huna. Rav Huna would agree. Dr. Gemar Betisper. Let's. How do you understand this brisa? The Hachmer Alav Suwaisa Mishka B'Maisav. Maria B'Shaina Bar Mishka B'Maisavu. Is he a Bar Mishka B'Maisav? Is he an Avatuma that he sits on 10 couches? They all become an Avatuma.
Why can't we entertain that?
Because we have a pasuk, a drasha before, that the Torah compared Zav and Balkari to say that just like Balkari told me one day, so is Zav Maria Rishayna. Zav was exactly like a Balkari the first time. The Loma Yatza Maria Rishayna. So how is a Zav different in the second one? That's the second time. The second time. Rashi, Amid Aleph. Like we will explain it. But also, the Iskus L'Shukmazera is compared to Shukmazera. So why is he written separately if he's considered like a Balkari? Because Kari is Matama Bainas. So why is the Mishkav Maishav Avatuma? He becomes an Avatuma Mashenkin Bakari. Elabshita Maria Rishaina, Davi Bakalkari. The first time he's considered like a Balkari. He's asking El El Hazav Ashatatum Imenu. Those parents Hazav Ashatatum Imenu, they're the same. So the Brisa means they were the same the first time, but then they separated the second time. That separation is a leniency and a severity. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Amar Rav Huna, Zayv Daima Lemei Betek Shosairim. The discharge of Zayv looks like a watered down dough of barley. Now, if Artsko said something more than this, please tell me, because I don't have anything more than this.
Barley dough.
Okay. Zayv Ba B'Basar Hameis. Zivus comes when the male organ is not erect. It's called Basar Hameis, when the organ is not considered dead, as opposed to being erect. And Shechvazera Bami Basar Achai. Keri comes when the male organ is erect. Zayv Dia. Zayv is, how does he use the word?
Runny.
Okay, that's a good word. V'dayma l'layvim be'am buzeres. And is similar to the white of an egg. That is?
Spoiled.
What?
Spoiled.
Spoiled? Okay. Shechvazera ksura. Shechvazera is sticky. Like the white of an egg that's not spoiled. Rashi. Dia, Kalayman mismakmake. I don't know what mismakmake means. I think it means falls apart. Benifrat, it separates. Vein the culture, they don't stick to each other. The particles don't stick to each other. Muzeres, that's Shainim Misharetas Efrayach, Tagus Atarnegailas. A ruined egg doesn't grow into a chicken. Period. Okay, so that is the end of this part of the sugya of Zav. Now we move on to the third case of the Mishnah. Okay, so let's step back. We had in the Mishnah three machloikas in Beshame Betzil. First was the blood of a Gaish lady. Second was the blood of a Mitzaras. Mitzaras is whether it's Mitzame, how is the blood Mitzame? We took care of those two machloikas. One is a rabbinic machloikas, one is a biblical machloikas. We now move on to the third case of the Mishnah. A woman gave birth. For argument's sake, we'll have her give birth to a girl. I could do it with a boy. I feel easier to do it with a girl. The woman's coming for 14 days. That's who you make tumah. She's coming for 14 days regardless. What's supposed to happen is, at the end of 14 days, she's supposed to go to the mitzvah. At that point, she is muteris for her husband, and for the next 66 days, any blood that she sees does not affect her status vis-a-vis her husband. Dam tara, she can't become a nida, she can't become a zava, she is totally tar. Through day 80, day 81, she becomes the regular lady who didn't give birth anymore, she's past her birthing time, and now she can become a nida and start her cycles over again. Right? 7-11, 7-11, and that's how it goes. That is the way it's supposed to work. Now, this lady did not go to the mikvah. She did not go to the mikvah. She saw 14 days. She means she was coming for 14 days. She didn't go to the mikvah. She's not mutter to her husband.
No different than Anita didn't go to the mikvah. Her blood can stop. If she doesn't go to the mikvah, she's lost for the rest of her life. Her nidus doesn't go off unless she gets into the mikvah. So this Yoledet did not go to the mikvah. And if she doesn't go to the mikvah, she never becomes mutter to her husband. That's a fact. That's not questionable. Nothing to do. She's not mutter to her husband. Well, that's what we're learning right now. How about her blood? The blood she sees on day 16, what is the status of that blood? Dam Tara is not Matame. It might be Dam Tara, it's the days of Tara. She saw blood on day 16. What is that blood? Forget her. She's Asit to her husband.
She's
Asit, she's Tame? Yes, she's Tame. She is Tame. She is Tame. So her blood will be Tame for touching her. Not a Mayan.
Are you separating the blood from the woman?
Well, aren't we? We said a blood is not a Mayan. A blood is only like it touched her. It's a Rishon L'Tumah, not an Avatumah. She's an Avatumah. Her spit is an Avatumah. Her urine is an Avatumah. Her blood is not an Avatumah. If it's not Tame on its own. Now, Anita's blood, it has its own Tumah. Azava's blood has its own Tumah. Yoledet's blood has its own Tumah, regardless of the woman. I mean, obviously it comes from a woman that's Anita, but it's Tumah because it's the blood. It's what makes her Tumah. This blood is not Matameh anybody. This is Dam Tara. She's on day 16. She's on day 18. She's on day 25. The reason she's not mutter to her husband is she never took care of her issue of going to the mikvah. So she's a Tumah lady. She's an Avatumah. But the thing she touches is a Rishon L'Tumah. If she would touch this box of tissues, it would become a Rishon L'Tumah. Her blood touches her. That's all it is. It's not a Tumah on its own. It's not a Mayan. It's not her spit. It's not her saliva. It's only Tumah because it touched her. Right, because that's Mayan. That's we said till now, there's such a thing called a Mayan. So what is the status of that blood? Zok Be Shammai, that blood is not an Avatumah. That blood is Tummy for touching her. But it's not Tummy on its own. She's in the days of Tara. Mikvah doesn't affect what the blood is. Zok Be So, not true. Until she gets to the mikvah, every blood that comes out of her is like the blood of Anita. Like the blood of Yoledet. The blood remains the severity of Tamei as Avatumah. The blood is an Avatumah. It's Tamei blood.
Even though it's not a Maya.
That was the Machloikis in the Mishnah. She remains Usher because she didn't go to the mikvah. No different than any Nida that doesn't go to the mikvah is Usher to her husband forever and ever. She has to go to the mikvah. She didn't go to the mikvah this Yoledet. So she's not mutter to her husband. She's an Avatumah. She remains an Avatumah. Her blood is not a Mayan. The only time blood is an Avatumah is blood of Anita, blood of a Zava, where the blood itself is a Tamei blood. Not because of her, but because it's Tamei blood. How about this blood? Is it Tamei blood or not? Beis Shammai says it isn't, and Beis Hillel says it is. Until she goes to the mikvah. Which means basically Beis Hillel was telling you that the blood doesn't get changed till she goes to the mikvah. And Beis Shammai says the blood changes on day 15. It's a different blood. It's Tara blood. It's not Tumah blood. And Beis Hillel says it's only Tara blood if you went to the mikvah. If you didn't go to the mikvah, it's not Tara blood. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. Dr. Gemara. Tanya, we learned. What happens to Anita that never went to the mikvah? Lady Rachel didn't go to the mikvah, and now it's day 9, and she sees blood. What is the status of that blood? She had 7 days of nidus. She never went to the mikvah. And she sees blood on day 9. What would be the status of that blood? She tmeya. It would be an avatumah. It's a Nida's blood. This is Dam Nida. It's like a Nida. It's like Dam Nida. I mean, till a woman goes to the mikvah, her blood remains Tameh.
Would Beis Shammai agree with
aren't you Maida? Amrulam Beisamait Lai. Im Amartam Benida Safila Tavla Varasa Tameya. By Nida, even if she went to the mikvah at the end of 7 days, if she sees day 9, it's tummy blood. She marries Jaim, she has to wait one clean day, she has to become a Zava. Blood is never torn by a regular woman. It makes her tummy. Either it makes her tummy as a Nida, or it makes her tummy for 1 day, or it makes her tummy as a Zava. No blood that exits the private area of a woman is ever torn by a regular woman that didn't give birth. So, of course, that blood's going to be tummy, not because she didn't go to the mikvah. It's going to become tummy because every blood that exits the woman from her private area is tummy. What? I'm not talking about a regular... Basil said to Beit Shammai, what would be a regular woman that doesn't give birth, that's Anita, didn't go to the mikvah, sees blood 3 days later, day 10. Isn't it tummy? Don't you see that tefillah affects the blood? So Beit Shammai said the blood's going to be tummy even if she didn't go to the mikvah. How can you compare the two? The blood's coming because the blood's coming, not because she didn't go to the mitzvah. Amalam, Taima be Yeletis, Shem Tavlu Barasa, she Taira. Masenka by Yeletis, she went to the mitzvah, the blood is sar. Amalam, Yeletis Bezoif Kachiach. But how about if she's a Zava? While she gives birth, the halacha is she needs Shiva Nikiyim, right? Shem Tavlu Barasa Lachi Yemei Sfira, Taira. What would be it? Now, let's listen to this lady. She gave birth. She was tummy for 14 days. Then she had to count 7 clean days for her zivus. She didn't go to the mikvah. Okay, she was a yeletis, didn't go to the mikvah. She counted 7 clean days, didn't go to the mikvah. What would you say now that the woman saw on day 25? Remember, she was a zava. Besides being a yeletis, she was a zava. Wouldn't you agree that she's tamei, that the blood is tamei? It's a zava's blood that never went to the mikvah.
Never
tibled. Wouldn't you agree that it's tamei?
This is
Beis Hillel saying to Beis Shammai. So even though she's in the days of Tara, don't you agree that she was also a zava? It would be tamei blood? Right. Amrulam, Yeletis Bezayv Kachiyach. Shimtavla Barasa La'acha Yemei Sfira Tahira. She went to the mikvah, then the blood is days of Tara. Loi Tavla Barasa Tameya. Amrulam, who adim bu'atshuva. So Beis Shammai said, no, we disagree. We think that blood is Tara also. Your questions, we agree that your question would be a great question if it were true. We disagree. We hold that even the Zava, she had 7 clean days. Didn't go to the mikvah. The blood afterwards is Dam Tara. So Beis Shammai saying your question, we argue on that question. You're right. Even the Zava, she was in the lettuce, and if she counts her 7 clean days as a Zava, and didn't go to the mikvah, on day 30, day 40, the blood starts. You assume that the blood is coming. We disagree. Zava makes no difference. Days of Tara. Days of Tara, the blood is starved. Dr. Ashi, your letters beside Tachiach. Shemtavla la'achar shemonsa zayin nikiyim levad yamei tumas leda. She went to the mikveh after zayin nikiyim besides the tumas leda. Barasa tahirihi, the dam taru. But v'chiloi tavla barasa tameh. Beisela was saying, but if she didn't go to the mikveh, and she was a Zava, the blood would be Tame. Don't you agree? Even though she's in the days of Tara? Amalam Beisamei, who are there? No. Yehechi Zaminam Yeletis Gemura Greta. Just like we said by a regular Yeletis. Shloi Tavla, Verasa Tahira. We said the blood is Tahar. Tach Yeletis Bezayim. Sha'avrela Yemei Leidim Beshivin Nikim. Shloi Tavla, Verasa Tahira. We argue there too. Your question, you're right. The cases are similar. And we argue in both cases. We still thought that there Beis Shammai would agree because it's just a Zava. So basically the rule comes, that Machlokes boils down to the following. What makes the blood tahar? Days or days plus mikvah? That's what it boils down to. Beis Shammai says, I don't care about her status. And those days between 14 and 60 and 80. Those 66 days, the blood is tar. She's a zava, she needs 7 nikiyim. So the blood between day 23 and 80 is tar, regardless of her status. And Beit Shmuel says, the halacha of dam tara only kicks in to a woman that made herself tar. If she didn't make herself tar, that blood is still considered tuma. Stretch the Gemara. Remember the pligi? Are you going to say that Beit Shammai argues in the case of Zava, which they just said? But nan umaydim bi'aledes b'zav shimitam alach b'yavish. It says in the Brisa that a woman that gave birth to Zava, the blood is metame as blood of a nidor or Zava. So what are you telling me that Beit Shammai argues? The Brisa says Beit Shammai agrees. It's a contradiction. Zog de Gemara loy kasha. Kasha safra, kasha loy safra. In one case, she's still in the middle of her 7 days. She went through the plata. She's at day 18. She's during her clean days. She sees blood now. She's a zava. This is blood of zivus. Because she didn't have 7 clean days yet. She needs 7 clean days. During those 7 days, even though she's in day 18, which is days of Tara, but for a Zava, you need 7 clean days. And until she gets those 7 clean days, she's a Zava. Zava's blood is Tameh. Once she goes past those 7 clean days, even if she didn't go to the mikvah, the blood is Tahor. So Beit Shammai agrees that during those 7... So listen to what happens. Here's a woman that she led us. Only. So she got... She... Day 18, she sees blood, Beit Shammai says the blood's tahor. She didn't go to the mikvah. Doesn't make a difference. Day's tara started day 15. This yeletus is zava. So besides her 14 days, she needs 7 clean days.
For no mikvah.
What?
Even she's not going to go to the mikvah.
That she needs 7 clean days. If not, she's a zava. Right? So now, the blood, day 18... The same blood that that Yeletus had on day 18, here it's Tamei, because she's doing her 7 clean days, and she's still a Zava. That Yeletus was not a Zava, so therefore the blood transferred on day 15. This Yeletus is a Zava, so the Halacha doesn't transfer till she goes through 7 days. She doesn't have to go to the Mikvah, but it has to be that she has 7 clean days. And during those 7 clean days, if she sees, it's Tamei like the blood of a Zava. So it's a big chiddush because it is day 18. It's the same day 18. But one didn't need 7 nikiyim and one does need 7 nikiyim. Rashi. Zog Rashi. Kasha safra. I don't know what he does. I think he takes out the word b'riya seha, right? Takes out this word. B'safra zayin nikiyim. Masnitsin the Maidu Beit Shammai, the Mishnah that says Beit Shammai agrees, Kishaori Mele the Badayin Loy Safra Chayim Shibanakia. She hasn't counted Shibanakia. Vagikam, Avagav the army Beit Shammai be a letter's greatest by a woman that gave birth without being a Zaba. Karaiku Kamei Meragleha. They said it's only Matami Lach and not Yavesh. Maidim be a letter's bezaif Shaloy Safra, the Chos Man Shaloy Safra Zabahi. As long as she didn't do the 7 days, she's a Zaba. Memrasa loy abikaraiki kamei meragla. It's not considered by spit and saliva. The only reich matame lach v'loy avesh. The reich is matame only lach. Kedame bedamanida. V'chiyara kein rikika. It has to be like a spit. Dainu lach. It has to be moist. Avodama matame lach v'yavesh. Kishai damanida. Kediafina bedamanida. Like we learn out in the seventh period. Period. So we're in Mechalek between the 7 Nikim and not the 7 Nikim. Yes?
Yeah.
Is there a mitzvah
to go to the mikvah?
Mitzvah
to go because
there's a mitzvah. Well, it depends. If you don't feel it is not a mitzvah, she's mechuyib to go to the mikvah. If you don't feel it is not a mitzvah, she can walk around the rest of her life tamei. But she's not Muslim to her husband. I mean, as a married lady, she owes her husband that much and she go to the mikvah. Listen, let me step back. Any single girl or any single lady that was married and is no longer married, do they go to the mikvah? why tefillah is not a mitzvah. The answer is we pass because tefillah is not a mitzvah.
So according to Beis Hillel, how many times does she have to go? Does she go between, if she's a zoh, if you let a zoh, she can wait until after the 7 minutes?
I think so. If your whole tefillah is not, it's not a mitzvah. If your whole tefillah is not as a mitzvah, she would have to go at the end of 14 and then go again.
Not to herself, to her husband, because she's a zoh.
Right. So the Gemara of Tanya, we have a brisa that says that Yeletus b'zayin shesafra b'loy tavla v'rasa. If she counted 7 days but didn't go to the mikvah, hochu b'shamay l'shitasan b'shil l'shitasan. B'shamay says it's not considered an avatama, and b'shil says it is considered an avatama. B'shamay says it's like roik meimi regla, it's tamei, but only when it's lach. That's what the Mishnah said. B'shamay says matamei lach. And Basil said, it's Matamid Lach for Yavesh. Now, I'm only going to learn the next 2.5 lines, because I want to introduce something, and I'm going to let Rabbi Marcus deal with the next sugya, which goes for a while. What happens on day 15? What happens? Forget mikvah. What happens? We're going to bring Beisham and Beiso into this argument. Is it pshat? Now I'm going to learn what I'm explaining now is according to the Chassam Sefer and the Chazai Nish. Others disagree. But in order to make it a little bit more understandable, I will explain it like the Chazai Nish and the Chassam Sefer. I will say what the Gemara says first, and the question will become an obvious question. It might become an obvious question. And I will explain what the Chassam Sefer says and what the Zainish also echoes. Rav says it's the same source of blood. 14, 15. Day 14 it's Tameh, day 15 it's Tahar, that you went to the Mikvah. The Tirat Zeres HaKasav, the same blood that happens on day 14 happens on day 15. On day 14 the Tirat calls it Tameh, and on day 15 the Tirat calls it Tahar. No rhyme or reason. The same thing. Blood is what is what is what. Comes from the same source. The woman's bleeding after childbirth. The same source is causing the blood day 14 and day 15. Day 14 and day 25. But the Torah says, listen, Zeres HaKasav. This is Tamei, this is Tar. You have questions? And send it upstairs to the Rabbi Nishlein. Forget Tvila. The blood, let's say Beis Shammai. The blood is Tameh, the next day the blood is Tahar. Beis Hillel says you have to go to the Mikvah. But instead, it's the same blood. Before she went to the Mikvah, Tameh. After she went to the Mikvah, Tahar. Levi says not true. Levi says it's two sources. That's his word. Two sources. One source the first 14 days, and the other source starts on day 50. That's what I just said. So the Chassam Sefer explains to mean that the driving force that causes her to bleed beyond 14 days is a different force in the body that's causing her to bleed. It's the same... Hold a second. Let me just have a second. It's the same blood. It's coming from the uterus. It's not coming from anywhere else. But the cause of the bleeding... What causes the bleeding in the days of Tara, Levi says, is caused by different actions or chemical changes or whatever else that happens in the body. The Bnei Shlom told us that a woman during the first 14 days is bleeding directly because of Leda. A woman after the 14 days is still bleeding from her uterus, and there won't be any noticeable change except that the what caused the bleeding is coming from a different source. Whatever causes the chemical changes, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. That's how the Chassam Sefer explains Levi. Mishnei Mayonais doesn't mean she has two sources. It's the same place it's bleeding from. But it's two causes that cause this bleeding. Now, I want to explain one more thing. There is in Rav, some of the Akhwanim want to say a Svara If I would have said it, you probably would have thrown me out of the Beis Medrash. But they want to say this Svara. Why did the Rabbeinu Shem say she's Kari after 14 according to Rav? It's the same blood. Now, I would have answered you, because the Rabbeinu Shem said so. I don't have to understand it. These Mepharshim want to say that the Rabbeinu Shem knew that women bleed long time after childbirth, and he didn't want to keep a woman usher to her husband for that long. So he said, you know what? That blood, even though it's the same blood, I'm going to be mocked to her husband. I don't want to tort the marriage needs the fact that they should be able to have a relationship. This is the Rabbeinu Shem, not me. And said, the same blood, this is Tamei, then it becomes Tsar. They give a reason to this Xeris Arkasif. I would have said it, you would have said to me, who gave you the right to give that reason? And you would have had a great question. But that's what they say. They say that the Rabbeinu Shem will know that men can't and women can't be separate for so long. So he said, let it be mutter afterwards. That's how they explain it. If I would have said it, it rightfully would have told me to stop telling the Rabbeinu Shem his reasons and just if his heirs are custom. But that's what they want to say. I thought it was an interesting svara, but that's what they want to say. You know, what makes it more interesting is that we don't keep day later today. We say a woman sees blood on day 20, she's an Isa. We don't do any of this. So obviously, this overriding svara that the Rabbeinu Shem didn't want men separate from women for so long, we don't do that anymore because we don't treat all blood is created equal. She becomes something for 70 kiyam. We don't differentiate neither Zubba, Yeleta, not Yeleta, Sarah, no such thing. That's what we do. So, but this is the story I want to say. But this is let me just step back. This is the major machlokes here. Now, let me just speak out what will make a difference. One difference. It's going to be 20 differences at the end of the day. What happens if the woman doesn't stop after day 14? She bleeds continuously from 14 into 15. Rav will say, it's Damtara. The same blood. Zeres HaKasav. Night comes after 14. This is Damtara. She can go to the mikvah while she's bleeding. And she starts. Levi says, no. Till she stops bleeding, it's still the first cause. We need that to stop in order that the second chemical change can kick in for a minute. I mean, obviously, women don't bleed on a continuous basis. It has to stop from being whatever normal bleeding is. So that's a nafkamina that the Gemara will bring right away. The same thing happens at the other end, from day 80 to day 81. Let's say this woman's bleeding on day 80, it's Damtara. She continues into day 81. Rav will say, she's coming. Night of 81 came, Zeres HaKasav kicked back. Baby says, it has to stop. Then the regular woman takes over again and bleeds. Everybody have a wonderful day. Rabbi Marcus will be here tomorrow on Wednesday, Merch Hashem, and he will tell